So how is everybody?
Jadi bagaimana kabar kalian semua?
Difficult?
Apakah susah? Sulit?
Difficult is only in the mind.
Sulit hanya ada di dalam pikiran.
Who is telling you that it is difficult or easy?
Siapa yang kita kira memberitahukan kita bahwa latihan kita itu sulit?
Cikilesa,
Adalah sang kilesa.
The kilesa is our master, and we are the slaves.
Kilesa adalah tuan kita, bos kita. Kita adalah pembantunya, budaknya.
When the kilesa say they want something.
Dan ketika kilesa mengatakan ia menginginkan sesuatu,
we go ahead and do it.
Kita pun langsung mengerjakannya, melakukannya.
When the kilesa say we are tired, we go to sleep.
Ketika ia mengatakan kita sudah capek, kita pun pergi tidur.
When the kilesa tell us the night so difficult,
ketika kilesa mengatakan bahwa ini sangatlah sulit,
then you should ask yourself what is difficult.
Dan kita tanyakanlah pada diri kita sendiri, apakah yang sulit.
One more breath. Not difficult.
Satu nafas lagi, tidaklah susah.
One more putu.
Satu kata putu lagi.
When you sit around and eat for 3 hours and talk, yeah, that's not difficult.
Ketika kita duduk ya dan berbincang, mengobrol berjam-jam, kita tidak merasa sulit.
This morning when you were eating, I didn't see anybody have difficulties.
Ketika Bante melihat ketika kita makan pagi tadi, Bante tidak melihat ada yang kesulitan.
No pain,
Tidak ada kesakitan.
Actually, in the West, you know, we say, no pain, no gain.
Sebenarnya di Barat ada peribahasa no pain no gain, yaitu tidak sakit, tidak ada reward, tidak ada mendapatkan.
It's like when we want to go to West Sumatra, we have to climb the mountains and then we have to go down.
Seperti kita pergi ke Sumbar, kita harus mendaki gunung dan turun. Naik dan turun gunung yang melewati.
And the practice, in our practice of meditation is the same.
Dan sama halnya terhadap latihan meditasi kita.
It's going up and it's going down.
Ia naik dan turun.
Same in our life.
Dan sama juga dengan hidup kita.
Some days are good, other days are not so good. That is life.
Ada hari yang baik dan ada juga hari-hari yang tidak baik. Itulah kehidupan.
But I want you to remember one thing.
Bante ingin kita mengingat satu hal.
When we practice meditation,
ketika kita berlatih meditasi,
as long as we are with the Buddha, or as long as we are with the breath, then we are on the right track.
Selama kita menetap pada Buddha ataupun nafas, artinya kita pada jalan atau jalur yang benar.
The moment we think about, oh, my posture is not right, this is not right, that is not right, we are off the track.
Ketika kita berpikir bahwa mobil saya rusak, berpikir ini dan itu, ini sudah tidaklah benar.
Yes? Very simple. And please remember it.
Sangat sederhana saja. Dan tolong ingat tentang ini.
As long as we are with the Buddha, as long as we are with the breath, we are on the right track.
Selama kita berada menetap dengan Buddha ataupun nafas kita, kita berada pada jalur yang benar.
We don't worry about our sitting posture or walking posture. That's not important.
Kita tidak mempedulikan posisi duduk ataupun posisi kita berjalan itu tidaklah penting.
As I said in the beginning, we sit comfortable, and once we are comfortable, we close our eyes and start being with the Buddha or with the breath.
Ketika seketika kita sudah merasa nyaman dengan posisi kita, kita tutup mata kita dan kita berkonsentrasi pada objek meditasi kita, pada Buddha atau pada nafas kita.
We can sit cross-legged or half lotus or full lotus the way we want it. Yeah?
Kita boleh duduk bersila, setengah lotus ataupun lotus sempurna, ya terserah pada pilihan kita.
And we don't pay attention to anything that is coming up.
Dan kita tidak memperhatikan, tidak mempedulikan apapun yang muncul.
When something is coming up, you know, I mean we come back to the Buddha.
Apapun yang muncul, kita kembali balik kepada Buddha.
If a feeling arises, we go back to the Buddha. If a thought arises, we go back to the Buddha. If a memory arises, we go back to the Buddha.
Bila pikiran muncul, bila perasaan muncul, bila ingatan muncul, kita kembali kepada Buddha.
And if the thought arises, oh, it's so difficult, we go back to the Buddha. If the thought arises, it is so difficult.
Bila pikiran itu muncul ya dan kita merasa kesulitan, maka kita kembali pada Buddha.
We go back to the Buddha and then ask ourselves what is so difficult. My hands are still there, my feet are still there, my body is still there, my head is still there. What is difficult? Where's the difficulty?
Ketika kita kembali kepada Buddha, ya kita bertanya, di manakah letak kesulitannya? Kita masih duduk di sini, tubuh kita masih di sini, apakah yang sulit?
Where is it?
Di manakah letak kesulitannya?
Hah? Here.
Di pikiran.
Yeah, it's in the mind, yeah. And in the mind we can correct it, you know, we just say Buddha and then it's gone.
Dan dalam pikiran ya, karena pikiran kita hanya perlu mengucapkan atau merepetisi Buddha ya, maka sudah tidak ada masalah lagi.
The aim of meditation is to become one-pointed.
Tujuan daripada meditasi adalah kemanunggalan, yaitu tetap bersama satu objek.
The subject is the knowing nature.
Subject adalah yang mengetahui.
And the object is the Buddha or is the breath.
Dan objeknya adalah Buddha ataupun nafas.
And the more we are interested in to know about the object, the better we are concentrated.
Dan semakin kita tertarik pada objek meditasi kita, semakin berkonsentrasi kita.
And anything else is distraction.
Dan apapun yang lain itu hanyalah distraction. Distraction, paham ya? Halangan atau rintangan. Ya.
The Kiliya says, of course, try us always to distract ourselves with producing this feeling or thought or memory, yeah? And we don't give in, yeah?
Come again, Ajahn. Come what? Again, Ajahn.
Listen.
Yes, I listen, but I don't listen very well.
The Kiliya says, always try to distract us with this kind of thought or feeling or memory coming in, and, yeah?
Yeah, Kiliya selalu membawa kita ya, distract kita ya kepada pikiran yang muncul, perasaan yang muncul.
Because they don't want to be, you know, on one point.
Karena mereka tidak mau kita masuk dalam kemanunggalan.
That's why some of the meditation teaches, you know, to be with the rising and falling of abdomen, or being with the slow walking, with the body movement, or sing tightly. That is not what the Lord Buddha teaches.
Ada beberapa guru yang lain yang mengajarkan berfokus pada naik turun, ya kembang kempis perut, ataupun berjalan dengan lambat. Itu bukan adalah ajaran Sang Buddha.
Think about the kilesas, you know, as your, you know, most of you have probably little kids, yeah? When you go shopping, yeah? Then that, you know, they want this and they want that, you know? If they don't get it, then they cry, you know? But if you don't give in, then they stop crying.
Bayangkan ya, gila saya itu seperti anak kecil ketika kita ke supermarket, dia menginginkan sesuatu, ya bila tidak mendapatkannya, dia akan menangis. Ya bila kita tidak menyerah, ya dia juga akan berhenti menangis.
So, in order to get the kids, you know, quiet, you know, we don't give in.
Jadi untuk mendiamkan sang anak tersebut, kita jangan menyerah, dia akan diam sendiri.
No?
Apakah benar?
Huh? And it's the same thing with the kilesas who constantly try to distract us. We don't give in. We don't go out.
Dan hal yang sama ya terhadap kilesa yang mendistract kita, ya kita tidak menyerah.
So, yeah, we just go back, yeah. We're just patient and also remember another thing, yeah. Learning to meditate is like learning to walk. We get up, we fall over, we get up, we fall over, yeah. And it takes us a long time until we can walk, yeah.
Jadi ingatlah hal ini, ya, kita belajar meditasi seperti belajar berjalan, ya, kita bangun dan terjatuh, dan bangun lagi, terjatuh lagi.
If you remember that during your practice, you know, I mean, practice will become easier. Yeah? You don't get fooled by the kilesas telling you, oh, this is all, yeah, nonsense.
Ya, bila Anda berlatih dengan demikian, maka latihan Anda akan semakin mudah. Ya, tidak membiarkan kilesa tidak full, tidak penuh, ya, dengan rengekan sang kilesa.
Well, sometimes they tell you, you know, I mean, it's useless, you know, I mean, you should give up, you know. Don't listen.
Atau terkadang kita berpikir bahwa meditasi itu tidak berguna dan kita pun menyerah.
So if we put enough effort in, we will reach our goal, yeah, and enter samadhi, and that is where everybody wants to go, yeah. The quietude, the peacefulness, or the happiness, yeah, of the citta, yeah? Without any future, without any past.
Dan ketika kita, saya lupa.
That's where we want to go, you know, yeah, to reach the stage of samadhi where there is no future, where there is no past, where there is no fear, where there is no worries.
Ya, dan tujuan kita adalah untuk mencapai samadhi di mana di sana tenang, damai, bahagia, di mana tidak ada masa depan, tidak ada masa lalu, tidak ada kekhawatiran, tidak ada kecemasan.
So what I taught you until now, you know, the kind of practice is samatha or the tranquility practice.
Jadi apa yang Achan ajarkan ini adalah samatha atau meditasi untuk ketenangan.
And we don't do any investigation except for one.
Dan kita tidak melakukan penyelidikan atau investigasi kecuali satu.
If there arises pain in our practice and the pain is so strong that we cannot concentrate anymore on the Buddha or on the breath.
Yaitu ketika rasa sakit muncul sampai kita tidak bisa menahannya sama sekali lagi. When the pain arises, until we cannot hold it anymore.
Yes. Yeah, then, yeah. So when, then we can investigate what is pain.
Dan kita bisa menyelidiki rasa sakit ini.
So instead of going with our concentration on the Buddha or on the breath.
Jadi, ketika rasa sakit muncul, ya kita tidak lagi berkonsentrasi pada nafas ataupun Buddha.
We go to the point of pain.
Melainkan kita berfokus pada titik rasa sakit.
Concentrate on the pain.
Berkonsentrasi pada rasa sakit.
Accept the pain.
Menerima rasa sakit tersebut.
That's the most difficult thing.
Itu adalah hal yang tersulit.
First accept it, breathe it in, feel it, feel the feeling of pain through the whole body.
Itu adalah hal yang tersulit, ya, menerima rasa sakit. Kita bernafas, ya, kita menerima, merasakan rasa sakit tersebut.
And then ask the question. Investigation is always asking questions.
Dan kita bertanya, ya, memunculkan pertanyaan. Cara melakukan investigasi adalah dengan cara bertanya.
Where exactly is the pain?
Di manakah letak rasa sakit itu sebenarnya?
Is the pain in the skin?
Apakah rasa sakit itu di kulit?
Is it in the flesh?
Apakah di daging?
Is it in the muscles?
Apakah di otot?
Is it in the tendons?
Apakah di tendon? Tendon tunjang. Tunjang.
Or is it in the bones?
Apakah di tulang?
Where is the pain?
Di manakah rasa sakit tersebut?
We really interested, we really want to find out where the pain is.
Kita harus menemukan di manakah rasa sakit tersebut.
And don't listen to any answers the kilesas are giving you.
Dan jangan mendengar jawaban dari yang diberikan oleh kilesa.
They tell you, oh, I break my back, I break my leg, you know, I mean, I ruin my body, yeah?
Jawaban yang diberikan, ya, contohnya, saya merusak tubuh saya mematahkan kaki saya, ya, saya merusak tubuh ini.
I said uncomfortable, my muscles, you know, are painful, you know. They will tell you all these things.
Ya, ia akan mengatakan kepada kita semua hal-hal ini.
And then counteract that, you know, with when I'm sitting and chatting and eating, you know, I don't have pain.
Dan kita melawannya dengan berpikir bahwa saya duduk di sini, ya, tidak ada rasa sakit.
And especially when I get up, all the pain is gone.
Dan ketika kita berdiri, ya, semua rasa sakit itu akan hilang langsung.
No? Oh, so painful, we get up, no pain. Where has the pain gone? Huh?
Ketika kita merasa sangat sakit sekali dan kita berdiri, rasa sakit itu pun langsung hilang. Kemanakah rasa sakit itu pergi?
What kind of pain is that? We get up and there's no pain. Huh? Ever noticed that?
Rasa sakit seperti apakah itu? Kita berdiri, ia pun sudah hilang.
If you really hurt your body, you know, no matter if you're standing or walking or sitting or lying down, there's pain.
Bila kita benar-benar terluka, ya, dalam posisi apapun, berdiri, duduk, tertidur, kita akan tetap merasa sakit.
Now?
Bukankah seperti itu?
But meditation, you know, the pain magically disappears the moment we get up.
Dalam meditasi, rasa sakit itu langsung hilang sekejap ketika kita berdiri.
That's why we have to investigate pain.
Oleh karena itu, kita perlu menyelidiki rasa sakit.
We really want to know, you know, where the pain is, yeah? Because we have skin, we have flesh, we have muscles, we have bones since we are born and never it is in pain.
Kita harus menyelidiki rasa sakit karena sejak kita terlahir, ya, kita memiliki tulang, kulit, daging, otot, tendon, tetapi kita tidak merasa sakit.
When we first start, you know, I mean the first few times, you know, when we start to investigate pain, it instantly disappears.
Ketika kita baru saja menyelidiki rasa sakit, ya, di awal-awal, rasa sakit itu bisa langsung hilang.
We concentrate on the pain and it is instantly gone.
Kita berkonsentrasi pada rasa sakit tersebut dan ia dengan hilang segera.
And then we just go back to the Buddha.
Dan kita kembali kepada Buddha.
But later on it doesn't disappear, yeah? Tetapi, so we have to investigate like I said it.
Tetapi kemudian lagi rasa sakit muncul dan dia tidak menghilang begitu saja. Di sanalah kita harus menyelidikinya.
And the moment we come close to the truth, to understand where the pain actually comes from, it shifts from one place to another place.
Dan semakin dekat kita kepada kebenaran, ya, tentang rasa sakit, ia bergerak dari satu tempat ke tempat yang lain.
Then we go to this place and start the whole procedure again.
Dan kita pun ke tempat yang baru dan kita melakukan ulang seluruh prosedur yang tadi.
And then it shifts, you know, I mean once we get close to the truth, you know, I mean it shifts to another place.
Ketika kita hampir mencapai kebenaran, ia bergerak berpindah lagi ke tempat yang lain.
Then we follow the places of pain until it shows us where it actually comes from.
Dan kita mengikuti rasa sakit sampai kita menuju dari sumber rasa sakit tersebut.
Once we see with our own inner eyes where it comes from, we are not afraid of pain anymore.
Ketika kita melihat dengan mata batin kita dari manakah berasal rasa sakit tersebut, dari sanalah kita sudah tidak akan takut pada rasa sakit.
At least this kind of pain.
Paling tidak rasa sakit yang seperti ini.
So, lighten up a little bit. Life is not that difficult.
Lebih ceria sedikit, ya. Hidup tidak begitu sulit.
A child that learns to walk never complains.
Seorang anak, ya, semua anak yang belajar berjalan, mereka tidak pernah komplain.
But we constantly complain. We are old, you know. Oh, yeah, this old body complaining. This is not good. That is not good. We constantly complaining.
Tetapi kita yang sudah tua, kita selalu complain. Ya. Ini sudah tidak, ini sakit, sana sakit.
You chose that life, yeah?
You just what?
You chose that life.
Oh, kita yang memilih sendiri hidup yang seperti ini.
So make the best out of it.
Dan kita lakukanlah yang terbaik daripadanya.
There is no difficulty. The difficulty is only in our heart. The problems all arise in our heart.
Tidak ada kesulitan. Kesulitan itu hanya muncul dari hati kita. Semua masalah muncul dari hati kita.
And that's where we can correct it.
Dan di sanalah kita mengkoreksinya.
And then everything becomes easy.
Dan semuanya menjadi mudah.
We can always turn a difficult situation into something around, yeah? That is, what can we learn from it?
Kita selalu bisa memutar balik suatu kondisi. Apa yang bisa kita pelajari dari kondisi tersebut?
What can we learn? And then something turns into something interesting.
Dan hal tersebut pun menjadi sesuatu yang menarik.
Difficult situation turns into something that is interesting. Oh, there's something I can learn from it.
Sesuatu yang sulit, ya, berubah menjadi sesuatu yang menarik. Apakah yang dapat kita petik daripada kesulitan tersebut?
Okay, that is enough for encouragement. Yeah, you can ask now questions about meditation.
Jadi cukup untuk penyemangat kita. Ya, mari kita bertanya bila ada pertanyaan. Tadi banyak.
I heard you are afraid of asking questions. Why?
Oh yeah, first question first. Acan ask. The meditator, why do you afraid to ask? Kenapa takut? She asks, when the pain arises, can we use other methods like changing our foot position, or we can do walking meditation?
Try to investigate pain. No, don't move the foot, because you can try it out.
Jangan merubah posisi kaki kita dahulu.
The moment you move the foot, you can sit another 5 minutes, then you move the foot again, then you sit 2 minutes, you know, and then you move the foot again, and then you get up. Yeah? No? Yes? Yeah, translate, translate.
Nah, kalau Anda menggerakkan kaki Anda, ya sekali, nanti 2 menit lagi gerak lagi, 2 menit lagi gerak lagi, ya nanti sebentar lagi pun kita sudah selesai.
We try to avoid pain.
Kita mencoba ya, kita ini semua mencoba untuk menghindar dari rasa sakit.
We want to understand what is pain.
Kita ingin memahami apakah rasa sakit tersebut.
I mean, everybody can make us, you know, do something because we are afraid of pain. But once we understand what pain is, nobody can make us do something.
Orang lain yang bisa, mungkin bahasanya seperti mengancam kita untuk melakukan sesuatu dengan rasa sakit, yang mungkin menusuk kita, memukul kita. Tetapi bila kita memahami rasa sakit, kita tidak akan bisa disuruh apapun, diancam dengan rasa sakit.
Do you remember? That is something so difficult for me to understand. I mean, when the women give birth to a child, you know, it's so much pain. But when they sit, you know, this little pain, they can't stand it.
Bante tidak mengerti ya, apalagi para ibu ya, ketika melahirkan begitu besar, begitu sakitnya ketika melahirkan, dan duduk ini rasa sakit itu hanya sedikit saja.
You remember?
Apakah ingat? That one cannot escape, Achan. They cannot escape the pain, they have to endure it.
I mean, when they give birth, you know, it's extreme pain.
Yeah, kesakitan yang sangat luar biasa sekali. Itu pun bisa tahan ya, mau enggak mau ya.
Huh? I mean, they used to put a piece of wood, you know, between the teeth, you know, so that they can bite on it, you know. But this pain, you know, in meditation, you know, it's just so small.
Rasa sakit ini begitu kecil ya, dibandingkan dengan rasa sakit ketika melahirkan.
Oke.
Tapi kalau masalah sakit, jadi sakit-sakit itu yang bisa masalah itu kalau ada di bawah kondisi atau sakitnya tidak hilang, hilang malah masalahnya berjalan.
She said, if we endure the pain will go stronger and she can't concentrate.
She what?
She can't concentrate because the pain, if she endure the pain, she hold the pain sitting, the pain will grow and she can't concentrate.
The pain becomes stronger because we don't want the pain.
Rasa sakit bertambah, berkembang karena kita tidak menginginkan.
We want to get rid of the pain.
Kita ingin,
and that makes the pain stronger. So we look at the pain, we embrace the pain.
Kita melihat rasa sakit, ya, dan kita mengayomi rasa sakit tersebut.
And then the first investigation I told you before. I mean, we look. I mean, is it constant or is it, yeah, is it changing?
Dan seperti yang Achan katakan tadi, ya kita menginvestigasi, menyelidiki rasa sakit tersebut. Apakah ia menetap, ya? Apakah dia berubah?
And then we see, sometimes it's a bit stronger, then it becomes weaker, then it becomes stronger, then it becomes weaker. It is not permanent.
Terkadang ia terasa kuat, terkadang melemah. Ia tidak menetap atau tidak permanen.
But remember, I mean, if we don't embrace the pain, if we don't accept the pain, then we cannot investigate pain.
If we cannot accept the pain,
yeah,
we cannot do the investigation. Tetapi ingatlah, bila kita tidak dapat mengayomi atau tidak dapat mentolerir rasa sakit tersebut, kita tidak dapat menginvestigasi rasa sakit tersebut.
Okay.
Uncle,
other questions?
Huh? Siapa? Romo. Pak Cik.
Yeah, what? I can't really understand you.
I wish to share my experience on how I overcome it some 30 years ago.
No, it's not necessary. Yeah?
Not necessary. Yeah. Achan says me. Achan said not necessary to say now. Yeah. You want to ask something?
Ask question, but you know, don't share experience, you know, because everybody has a different experience. It doesn't help.
Closer.
Is pain a mental phenomena or a physical phenomena or both?
Is pain a physical phenomena or a mental phenomena or both?
That is what we have to find out.
Jadi uncle bertanya, apakah rasa sakit itu rasa sakit fenomena secara fisik atau secara mental, pikiran, atau keduanya? Achan menjawab, itulah yang ingin kita cari tahu.
And I gave you a hint when I said the moment you get up, the pain is gone. So how can it be physical?
Dan Achan memberikan hint ya. Ketika kita berdiri, rasa sakit itu langsung hilang. Jadi bagaimana ia bisa merupakan rasa sakit secara fisik?
Okay, other question. Come on. You had so many questions, why don't you ask them? Nah.
Ada? Kalau takut tutup muka gini. Jangan takut. Takut karena tidak tahu. Tes.
Nama saya Agus. Saya mau tanya
bagian kita. Oke. Ya.
Jadi dari saya kan seperti melihat cermin dalam diri kita berkualitas. Ya kan? Saya katakan banyak dalam diri kita. Jadi seperti kita melihat kayaknya semua semakin kita melihat ke dalam, tapi diri kita itu tidak ada, kosong. Nah, tidak. Saya melihat dari bayangan ini, semakin saya ke ujung.
Seperti meditasi kita.
Ya,
benar.
Ya kan? Jadi, semakin kita masuk ke dalam tidak ada kosong.
Oke. Achan, can you hear me?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I go there.
Yeah.
Achan, she said when she doing walking meditation, she saw the reflection on the floor, and then from one point to the end of the point, until the end of the point, the reflection is gone, and then she reflect inside, and then she feels that it's like a reflection on the floor that is she saw the reflection and then until the end the reflection is gone. It's also the same with us inside. It's nothing inside. Is that a perspective or what kind of thinking is that, Achan?
What did she see?
A reflection maybe of herself or something.
Yeah.
And then until the end there's no more reflection. So
there's no reflection. What?
No more reflection on the floor.
Reflection.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Or shadow. Yeah, right. Like we can see the shadow, and then until the end, the shadow is gone, and she feel that see things or has a perspective that when we see in when see inside, she feels like it's also the same, it's nothing inside.
Yes, there's a lot inside.
Sebenarnya banyak di dalam kata Acharya.
Don't you know, I mean, forget about it, you know, just stay with the Buddha or breath, yeah?
Yeah. Lupakan hal tersebut ya, hanya menetap dengan Buddha atau nafas. Ya, jangan berpikir yang lain.
Doing our meditation, a lot of these kind of insights arise, but they are not really worthwhile remembering. Yeah, they are not really giving us, you know, giving us any deeper insight in the nature of the thing.
Yeah, ketika kita bermeditasi, mungkin saja muncul insight atau pandangan terang katanya, tetapi hal-hal tersebut ya tidak membantu kita juga.
The Kilesas just like to make up stories, you know. I mean, concoct, you know, all these things there. And then, oh yeah, of course there is something inside because you're moving.
Ya, Kilesa sering menipu kita, ya. Dan tentu saja ada banyak di dalam ini karena kita bergerak.
That's why I said, if I'm with my Buddha, I'm on the right track. If I'm with the breath, I'm on the right track. If I start thinking, I'm on the wrong track.
Oleh karena itu Acan berkata, bila kita bersama dengan Buddha, kita bersama dengan nafas, kita berada pada jalur yang benar. Tetapi kita bila kita berpikir, ya kita sudah keluar dari jalur kita.
But this question is really important because we are distracted by all these little things. Oh yeah, you know, I mean, oh it's so empty. No, there's not empty.
Tetapi pertanyaan ini sangat bagus ya, karena kita sering terdistract oleh hal-hal yang seperti ini, yang merasa bahwa dalam ini sudah hampa kosong, ya. Tetapi itu tidaklah benar.
And everyone falls for these tricks, yeah, including myself, yeah.
Dan semua orang jatuh dalam perangkap atau trik ini, ya, termasuk Acan sendiri.
That's why we need these little, you know, these little hints, you know. I mean, if I'm in the Buddha or if I'm with the breath, I'm on the right track.
Jadi oleh karena itulah kita perlu tips ini, yaitu apakah kita bersama dengan Buddha atau apakah kita bersama dengan nafas kita.
Oke. Okay. So, yeah, ask your questions. You know, there's nothing wrong.
Acan bilang tanya saja, tidak ada yang salah.
If you're afraid to ask questions, you know, I mean, you cannot progress.
Bila Anda tidak berani bertanya, Anda tidak bisa progres. Kacamata katanya. Hah, wenta.
Oke, okay, ya. Yeah.
Mau tanya enggak ya tadi? Tanya sajalah. Enggak apa-apa. Kalau saya yang jawab bisa salah. Buka dulu. Ke atas. Unknown, ya. Yeah. Ketika meditasi. So she asked Acan, when she meditate, the fear arise, and then the fear is of the unknown. So she asked, if we keep avoiding the fear, so we will be keep in fear, Acan.
What?
When she meditate.
Yeah, fear arises.
The fear arises.
And then?
And then if we keep avoiding the fear, we avoid the fear. Avoid?
No, don't avoid the fear.
Okay, then.
Just like we do with pain investigation, investigate what is fear. What are you afraid of?
Kita menyelidiki rasa takut tersebut. Nah, seperti kita menyelidiki rasa sakit tadi. Apakah rasa takut tersebut?
Ask yourself. Fear is a very potent emotion, yeah. Ask yourself, what are you afraid of?
Apakah yang kita takutkan?
And then when the answer comes up, you know, counteract it, yeah.
Dan apapun yang muncul, ya kita melawan, mengcounterattack jawaban yang muncul tersebut.
If you're afraid of losing something, let it go.
Bila Anda takut kehilangan sesuatu, kita lepaskanlah.
And stay with the thing that remains.
Dan mentaplah kepada yang masih ada, yang masih bertahan dengan kita.
People are afraid of losing themselves. People are afraid of all sorts of things. Yeah, I mean, you were afraid of COVID. You know, that's why you got the injection.
Ya, seperti kita takut akan COVID, ya, maka kita pergi mendapatkan imunisasi.
People really can control us with this kind of fear. Yeah.
Orang-orang dapat mengendalikan kita dengan rasa takut kita ini.
So fear and pain are very important things that we have, feelings that we have to investigate. What is it? How does it feel like?
Rasa takut ini sangat penting untuk kita investigasi. Bagaimanakah? Apa rasanya rasa takut ini?
Go to your physical heart and open it up and see, you know, what is behind it.
Kita mengarah kepada jantung fisik kita, kita buka dan kita lihat apakah rasa takut ini.
When you're very afraid, the heart is very tight.
When we're afraid of?
The heart is very tight. The physical heart is very tight.
Ketika kita merasa takut, ya, jantung kita secara fisik ini seperti tegang, ya.
Then, you know, just like a fist, we slowly open it up, yeah. And then, of course, we feel the fear, you know, but then we know we can live with the fear.
Dan ketika kita melakukan membuka, ya, merilaskan jantung kita, ya, masih tetap ada rasa takut itu juga.
And once we can embrace, just like we embrace the pain, we can embrace the fear, we can ask what kind of thought, what kind of memory came before the fear.
Dan ketika kita mengayomi rasa takut tersebut, ya, kita bisa melihat pikiran apakah yang muncul sebelum rasa takut itu.
That gives you an indication what you're afraid of.
Dengan cara begini memberikan indikasi apakah yang kita takutkan.
Okay?
Paham?
Yeah. But it's the same as in pain, you know. I mean, we have to accept it. We have to embrace it.
Sama seperti rasa sakit, ya, kita harus menerima rasa sakit, kita mengayominya, mentolerannya. Paham? Ya.
There was a very important question. This
what?
Was a very important question.
Oh, itu merupakan apa namanya? Mau nanya. Tadi ada pertanyaan yang sangat sangat penting. Tunggu.
Okay.
She's asking Achan again, how to endure the pain? Do we keep saying pain because some other teacher taught her so?
We don't want to endure the pain. We want to know what is pain.
Kita tidak menahan sakit. Kita ingin mengetahui apakah rasa sakit tersebut.
That's why we accept it first and then look where actually it is located.
Oleh karena itu, kita pertama-tama kita menerima rasa sakit tersebut dan kita memeriksa rasa sakit tersebut.
It's the same. Enduring pain or enduring fear doesn't give us any insights.
Sama saja, ya, ketika kita menahan rasa sakit ataupun menahan rasa takut, ya, tidak akan memberikan kita pandangan terang.
We want to develop wisdom by understanding what is it that controls us.
Kita ingin memahami apakah yang mengendalikan kita.
And if we understand what controls us, we can counteract.
Bila kita mengetahui apakah yang mengendalikan kita, kita dapat melawan balik.
And in the end, we can become without fear and without pain.
Dan akhirnya kita bisa tanpa ketakutan dan tanpa rasa sakit.
Okay?
In meditation, you are taught to be in the present, to focus in the present. But wouldn't it be better if we plan for the future, if we plan something for a better future?
I really don't understand your question. I mean, not acoustically, not understand. Can you ask in Indonesian?
Meditasi in the present moment. Gini. Ya.
Jadi pada saat kita meditasi, kita diajarkan untuk tetap di masa yang sekarang.
Ya, momen ini.
Bukankah itu lebih baik kalau misalnya kita berpikir untuk masa yang datang, untuk masa depan yang lebih baik?
Itu dalam meditasi atau
ini terpikir karena pada saat meditasi kita fokus pada saat yang sekarang, yeah. Kondisi kita yang saat ini
ya, bukan kondisi sih tapi momennya.
Momen
ya, jadi
terlintas di mana apakah mengatakan lebih baik kita berpikir untuk nanti ke depan seperti apa
dalam meditasi. Bukan meditasi. Oke. So what he asked in Buddhism teach us to be in the present moment.
The what?
In the present moment.
Yeah?
Yes. And wouldn't it be better if we plan or we think for our future? It's not in meditation context.
I mean, if you plan for your future, you know this future never comes. So why plan for it?
Bila kita merencanakan masa depan, ya. Ini masa depan yang kita harapkan, rencanakan ini juga tidak akan terjadi, ya.
Well, you have the wish, you know, to become a doctor, you know, so you go, yeah. In this moment, you have the wish, in the present moment, you have the wish to become a doctor, so you go to university and study.
Ya, seperti kita ingin menjadi dokter, ya, kita berharap sekarang ini kita menjadi dokter, dan kita pun pergi ke universitas dan kita belajar menjadi seorang dokter.
But if you tell yourself in 5 years I want to get married, have 3 kids, this won't happen.
Tetapi bila kita berpikir ya di masa depan, ya contohnya sekarang ini, saya nanti 5 tahun lagi saya ingin menikah dan mempunyai anak, ya ini belum tentu terjadi.
But if you find, you know, a partner in this present moment and said, yes, I want to marry her or marry him, you know, and want to have kids, then you can do it.
If in this present moment,
he has a partner, you know, and you know, tells himself, I want to marry, then he can marry now.
Yeah,
only things happen in the present moment.
Semuanya terjadi di present moment ini, ya. Contohnya, misalnya Anda mempunyai pasangan, ya, laki-laki atau perempuan, dan saat ini kita memintanya untuk menikah, ya, dan untuk mempunyai anak, dan hal tersebut bisa terjadi.
I've seen so many people. Oh, in 1 month I come back. And never see them again for years.
Achan banyak bertemu yang berkata kepada Achan, saya akan kembali 1 bulan lagi. Achan tidak pernah melihat mereka kembali lagi.
The future. What was that? It's like somebody remembers that.
All one day.
What?
All of them.
You understand? Only in the present moment we can make decisions. Death shapes the future.
Yeah, hanya dalam waktu, momen saat inilah kita dapat membentuk ya, masa depan.
Even if you think next year I go to the US and study there, I mean you might die tomorrow. So what is the problem?
Bahkan bila kita berpikir ya di tahun depan kita saya ingin pergi ke New York untuk memasuki universitas di sana, tetapi bila esok hari kita meninggal, jadi apa gunanya?
Okay. Clear? Is it clear?
Can you pass the mic, please? One by one.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe I go. Ada yang mau bertanya lagi? Atau langsung? Atan, she asked, when the pain arises, so she focuses on the pain and asks, where's the pain come from? Is it that we are switching from samatha to vipassana?
Yes, it is vipassana.
Yeah.
But it's the only occasion where it is allowed, when the pain becomes so strong that we cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore, then we are allowed to do vipassana of pain.
Ya, hanya inilah pengecualian satu-satunya, yaitu ketika rasa sakit muncul, sudah tidak tertahankan lagi. Kita sudah tidak bisa berkonsentrasi pada Buddha atau nafas, maka kita melakukan investigasi atau penyelidikan ataupun bahasanya vipassana terhadap rasa sakit ini. Ya, lanjut.
But don't ask where the pain is coming from.
Tetapi
ask, where is the pain? Ask. Is it in the skin? Is the pain in the skin? Is it in the tendon? And so on.
Tetapi jangan bertanya dari manakah rasa sakit ini berasal, tetapi tanyalah di manakah rasa sakit ini? Apakah di kulit, di tendon, di otot, di tulang, atau di kulit tadi sudah ya?
So when you ask the question, is it in the skin? You go with your concentration to the skin and investigate if the pain is there in the skin, or in the tendons, or in the bones, or wherever. You go with your concentration there, and ask, is it there?
Kita dengan cara kita berkonsentrasi, ya, ketika kita bertanya, apakah rasa sakit ini di kulit? Kita pun berkonsentrasi di kulit, ya. Kita melihat apakah ada rasa sakit di kulit, di tulang, ya. Kita pun berkonsentrasi di sana, di tendon, di otot.
If you ask the question, where is the pain? It leads to thinking, and thinking never leads to insight.
Tetapi bila kita bertanya, dari manakah rasa sakit ini? Ini membawa kita untuk berpikir.
You understand that?
So if we concentrate on the skin, on the muscle, etc., Achan, and then the pain decrease and go away, do we come back to the samatha, to the breath and Buddha again?
If the pain decreases, or
decrease, go away.
If it increases, then of course you stay with the pain.
No, the pain goes away.
Yeah, then we go back to the Buddha.
Yeah. Kembali kepada Buddha. How about if the pain increase, Achan?
Then this is a sign that we don't like pain.
Bila rasa sakitnya bertambah, artinya kita masih belum, kita tidak suka, ya, kita menolak rasa sakit.
Okay.
Ada lagi? Ah, banyak hari ini. Achan is asking, Achan is teaching using the word Buddha and the Anapanasati, the breath. So how do we use it? Because there's a confusion. They would like to clear up. Do we just use the Buddha, or we just use the breath, or we use the breath with the Buddha and Do? Breath in Buddha, breath out Do.
That is completely up to everyone. Some people like to use the Buddha just alone. Some people like to use the breath alone. Yeah? And some people, you know, it is difficult to concentrate, they can use the Buddha with breathing in and the Do with breathing out. Yeah? But once you get concentrated, either the Buddha or the breath disappears and, you know, you stick with Buddha or breath.
Jadi hal ini tergantung kepada masing-masing orang. Ada orang yang suka cocok ya dengan kata Buddha saja. Ada orang yang cocok dengan nafas saja. Ada orang yang mungkin sulit untuk berkonsentrasi, jadi memakai Buddha dengan nafas masuk, Do dengan nafas keluar. Tetapi ketika kita sudah tenang ya, nanti yang tersisa hanyalah antara Buddha atau hanya nafas. Hanya satu yang tersisa nanti.
Once the mind, you know, in the beginning we used two crutches, Buddha and breath, you know, but once we can walk, you know, I mean, two crutches are too much, you know, we just use the one crutch, yeah? We are too lazy, you know, once the mind gets concentrated, we just want to concentrate on one thing, yeah?
Ya, seperti kita memiliki dua pegangan, ya, ketika kita berjalan, tapi setelah kita lancar, ya, kita bisa membuang satu pegangan atau tongkat, ya, kita jalan langsung, berkonsentrasi dengan satu pegangan saja.
Okay, sir.
AI, wow. Nah, siapa? Buat Cina, ya.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Can
then we stop?
One more, Achan. Asking.
One more.
Yeah, I'm asking for other people because there someone asked me. There's somebody talk then that when we meditate, when the arise come, the thoughts arise, they follow the thought until the thought disappear, and then they go back to the Buddha or go back to the breath.
Is it? No, not okay. I mean, if you see the thought arises, you know, I mean, stop it.
Ketika pikiran muncul, kita tidak mengikuti pikiran tersebut, kita memberhentikannya, kita kembali pada objek meditasi kita.
You might be aware, you know, of a train of thoughts, you know, maybe five thoughts connecting, yeah. But if your concentration increases, you see three thoughts, two thoughts, one thought, half a thought, a quarter of a thought, and then the intention to think.
I don't understand, Achan. I need to understand so I can translate, Ajahn. From the three talks.
You catch, you know, you say puto puto puto, and then the mind goes out in thinking, you know, and there is a train of thoughts, you know. I mean, there are three thoughts or five thoughts.
Yeah.
So you caught it at five thoughts. When your concentration gets better, you catch it at three thoughts. Then you catch it at one thought. Yeah. Always when the concentration increases, yeah. Then you see half a thought,
yeah.
And you stop, you know, the moment you see, you are aware of that, yeah. Oh. You stop it. And then you see the beginning of a thought, and then you see the intention of the thought.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I gain benefit from the questions. Jadi, ketika kita bermeditasi, ya pikiran kita keluar, ya kita bila sati kita, kesadaran kita lemah, ya kita bisa menangkap pikiran tersebut pada momen pikiran kelima, contohnya. Tapi ketika konsentrasi kita sudah berkembang, ya lebih baik, kita mungkin menangkapnya pada momen konsentrasi ketiga. Dan mungkin kedua, kesatu, setengah momen. Ya, dan kita melihat, kita bisa sadar ketika pikiran itu muncul. Dan setelah itu, lebih kuat lagi kita bisa melihat niat, intention, awal mulanya sebelum pikiran itu mulai.
But the important thing is, the moment we see the mind is in thoughts, we instantly stop it, no matter where it is.
Tetapi yang paling penting adalah dimanapun pikiran itu muncul, kapanpun, sampai kapanpun, pada momen keberapapun muncul, kita harus memberhentikannya.
If we watch the thought, you know, to go to the end, then the next thought is already arising and we get lost.
Bila kita mengikuti pikiran tersebut pergi, ya, pikiran sebelum dia berhenti, pikiran lain sudah menunggu kita dan kita mengikuti dan tidak akan berhenti lagi.
So instantly stop.
Kita harus memberhentikannya segera.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, Ajahn. Okay, mari kita satu, satu, satu. Namaskan, Ajahn. Mari kita menang sekarang pada Ajahn.